Welcome, everybody, to another podcast of Life Talk. Oh my goodness, this podcast has been long anticipated on. We've been trying to meet with the one and only, the European kid. First of all, I want to introduce my co-host, Adam from Chansa.
Oh, sorry.
From Chansa?
Yeah.
No, I mean...
Chansa.com. Get plugged.
And so I'm very happy that you're here today to help me interview the one and only legend, the European kid. He's here with us today, and I want to welcome him. We've been in touch for a while now, and some of my friends have been dealing with him, so we had to interview him, and you had been requesting it. The European kid, welcome, and thank you for being on the show.
Of course, bonjour les gars. It's a pleasure to be here and excited to the podcast. And of course, I mean it's always hard. I'm sorry, I've got a lot of people constantly DMing me, but we've been in contact, so I'm glad we can make this happen.
You seem like a busy guy. Must be.
I definitely am a busy guy.
A busy life.
I've got a lot on my plates all the time in terms of business.
Yeah.
The TikToks and the social media stuff going on. I've got a pretty hectic full plate all the time. So I'm not interested to get on a phone call. That's for sure.
Yeah. And so you are like rich kid. You are rich. You are you have a rich daddy. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I have a rich daddy. Is that what it's called?
Rich daddy.
Guys, I mean, I never go around telling people I'm rich. I'm good, well off. You know, the truth is that rich people don't go around telling people they're rich, or else they're not rich. That's the truth.
Uh-huh.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is it? I mean, look. With that in mind, I mean, how rich are you?
I mean, to be honest, it's none of your business. This is a private but pretty rich. Let's just say that. I mean, rich enough to enjoy.
Well, also, I think his dad can buy the entire studio right here. I mean, and some. I've seen some of the videos, and I've been quite overwhelmed. I also had a colleague of mine. I think he was in New York. He contacted me. He was in a real estate deal with you. And he said that it wasn't real in New York, and we're partners in real estate. You were in the office, and apparently you were about to do a deal there, and it had to go through some kind of board. I wanted to hear your side of the story as well. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened in that room? For those listening, you might have seen the video around the table, and it got a little heated.
Yes, it got heated for sure. Listen, when someone, okay, I go to America, okay, and someone tells me that I don't belong in that table, okay, where we're buying the nicest estates in New York, I'm not going to react nicely. I went to the meeting, okay, just because I'm a young guy doesn't mean you should not respect me. Okay, I manage a huge fund, huge amount of wealth. Not a fund, but a huge amount of wealth, family wealth. So I demand respect.
Yes.
I wanted to buy this apartment, okay? And they were telling me, oh, you need to go get approval because it's a co-op. Je m'en fous, I don't give a shit. You know, I want to go in there and I want to buy it. Don't ask me for proof of funds. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the problem with America.
Yeah.
They don't understand the European.
I can see him. It's almost insulting, I would say. It's insulting for a man of your integrity as well.
It's very insulting. Like, don't
I mean, did you provide them proof of funds?
All the proof, what provide... they do is just look at my name and then they know. It's a very basic proof of, just look me up. I'm not going to give you proof of funds.
In effect, they didn't do like due diligence.
They need to do the diligence.
They didn't really do their due diligence, did they?
I'm not going to be showing around my bank statements in the Cayman Islands. That's not none of your business, you know? It's none of your business. If I want to buy an apartment, show me the bloody apartment and I buy it. It's very simple. So they were not understanding that. So I got
I sound quite unprofessional, really.
It's very
unprofessional, I would say. Mm. When they should have done their due diligence before and found out exactly who you were.
Idiots. What do you expect? What do you expect, you know?
You saw the video, right? It got almost like physical and over this deal.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, it was...
I was ready.
I'll be honest.
I was ready.
I could see that.
I was bigger.
I've seen that.
Yeah, he
was before.
I was tall. He was worried. He was like, oh please sit down. I was like,
I saw that. Yeah.
Idiot American.
Well, I think what you've gauged from there is real estate in America is probably, how do I put it? It's not for you there. I mean, maybe it'd be better if you had a French person that was being in real estate in New York and they were actually selling you because they would you could command the sort of respect you deserve, to be honest.
Exactly. Business with Americans is... It's not easy. It's not easy. And it's very simple. I just want to buy something, but they give me the whole process of signing bullshit. And I'm like, come on, this is not what I signed up for. I came to you because I want to buy the apartment. I don't have to go through another 5 meetings to talk about if I'm eligible and this kind of bullshit. I don't have time for this, okay? I'm studying. I have my family business also run, and it's like, and I have business to do. Don't bullshit me, you know. Don't bullshit me with the
time is money.
Sorry,
time is money.
Time is money. Yes,
time is money, especially Louis' time. It's very valuable.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Obviously.
So we want to like tap into this American culture for a little bit here. Because there is quite a, I mean, we have so much culture in Europe. There is no doubt about that. So how was your time in the US? I mean, from what I've seen, you had an incredibly difficult time. I'm even surprised you graduated.
I just got in a lot of fights, you know. I'm European. I go there and I'm just like, I have to deal with all this bullshit. I'm just like, what the hell is this culture? It's just ridiculous. You should have seen the fights I got with my professors. That stuff was heated, huh? And I knew I cannot knock that professor out.
Professors?
Yes.
Oh, God. I mean,
I would get, like, sometimes...
Sometimes they know best.
The American professors, they get on my nerves. I cannot stand them, you know? And they don't take the money there. I try to get them a little... envelope with in the end of the class, like, come on, I know I missed some assignments, but please give me a break. You know, I had to go back to Europe to do some family business. And they were like, oh, this not professional, we do not do this like this. I'm like, come on, you and me, you don't get paid enough. I get paid what you get paid. My papa sends me what you get paid in a year and a month. That's my spending money. I asked also, I had a professor, she's pretty hot, you know, and I wanted to go for a drink with her. And I tell her,
I mean, how old was she?
She was 35 to 40, something like that.
Oh, okay. That's probably quite young for a professor, isn't it?
People, they flirt with me, you know, I'm not used to the idea. I tell her, look, at this bar, I would love to send you my driver to pick you up. And she tells me, that's super inappropriate. Like, why is this inappropriate? No one has to know. Just keep it between us two, you know. But she insisted.
Well, and your driver.
Mm. My driver?
Yeah. I mean, just keep it between you two and your driver.
Exactly.
He's the only one.
That's why it's in the driver, so no one will see her. And we have a private spot in the bar to have a drink. But she was saying, no, I've never done this with a student. And she was threatening that I would get... a letter from the dean, so I was like, okay, relax, you know, it's Americans, they take everything to, they are so sensitive.
Oh, goodness. Oh my God, this is so true.
Forward. You know what? Yeah. We tell people things, okay? I want a better grade, I will give you some money,
Yeah.
take it, no one has to know. oh, this is not the procedure. This is not how we do it. Things are. I don't care how you do things around here. I'm from Europe. Okay, I'm direct. And if you don't like that, go cry someone else. Okay, don't be sensitive.
They almost sound sounds unreasonable. They sound unreasonable.
Well, hypersensitive, bro. Like, they're so like sensitive about everything, man.
Yeah.
Well, you going on that, you're talking about giving them in one sitting the same amount of money that they would get for a whole year.
Exactly.
And they're ungrateful for it?
They are ungrateful. I'm like, come on. Just take the money. Like, people would die for this opportunity.
Yeah. So when you dated that professor, did anything happen? Like, did you go down on her? Or like, what happened?
I have to be a bit careful now because I don't know what the implications of this would be. But
I mean, you already got your you graduated already, so you should.
You won't be getting any letter from the dean now.
Yeah, you're good. You got your diploma.
That's true.
You can you can tell us the gory details.
Yeah.
I definitely flirted. This is a while ago, also. I blew up on social media, but I always flirted with some. She was Brazilian.
Yeah, very nice.
Dangerous. Yeah.
Dangerous, exactly.
Yeah, he knows.
She was not American. If she was American, I would not even want to slide in there, to be honest, because. It's too easy with American girls.
Oh, really?
Yes. Way too easy.
Too easy. What? Like,
American girls. Yeah.
Guys,
give you mean they're too loose or what?
You say that you're from Europe.
Okay,
they come running to you. And if you tell them you're rich also, they're going to be obsessed with you. Huh? It's too easy.
Yeah.
Of course.
I mean, you're a handsome, you're a good looking guy. So you're obviously, I mean, you have looks on your side, you have money,
body, skin. You got it all.
In Greece, you know, like,
a lot of value to bring to a woman. With the Brazilian, how did you get on with the Brazilian?
I just spoke to him. You know, I know some Portuguese. You follow un pouco de Portuguese. I would just use my little Brazilian.
No, I want to know about these American women. Like I dated I'm going to be honest. I dated American girls. I lived 1.5 years in New York, Upper West Side. Okay. I had my fair share. Oh, Midwest, Southern, like a girl from LA, very different American girls. So I want to like tap into this for a little bit. Like, and for all the American women listening, like let's pay attention right here. What was your experience like when you say too easy? You mean they're too aggressive, like, or too loose?
It means they're too easy. A girl, okay, the niche about getting a girl is that she plays hard to get. Yeah. American girls, it's a finger snap, you know, and you got them. They're into you, they're opening their legs. I'm sorry, but it's too easy. It's too easy.
Wow.
There's no game, there's no, like, I'm feeling like I'm go catch her. It's too easy. So that's why I don't like
it. Let me just try and break it down. So what is your play? You go in there, there's an American girl there. Is there any play or is it just easy? I mean, what is your go-to? You know, if you want to impress a girl, how do you go about it, an American girl?
I just, guys, it's so easy. I mean, you just buy her a drink. And then she's got your attention, okay? And look, I'm not going to speak on behalf of me because now I have a girlfriend. So I can she's in the bath. I want to be respectful.
Yeah.
But I would say, considering my other friends, my other European friends, because I've got a lot of European friends when I was living in Boston. Guys, you literally, you buy her a drink. She's got your attention. And as soon as you tell her you're European, you're foreign, she's like, oh, you're exotic. Oh, it's so hot. And you can do whatever you want. You could say, oh, you want to come back to my place? She will come running. It's that easy. Everyone thinks it's a stereotype, but American girls are the easiest ones to hook up with compared to European girls.
Would you say
different case.
Would you say it's Let's talk about the average guy. I'm talking about the average guy that earns $50,000-$60,000 or €60,000 a year. Is he getting the same access that you would get?
That average, or is that poor?
I mean, statistically, I think it's one of the averages. I don't know. I mean,
yeah, it's like 50 grand.
50,000, 60,000 per year, yeah.
It's a little bit, okay.
Yeah, no, that's per year. Yeah, so that's, you know, roughly 4,000 euros per month. Per month, yeah, 4,000 euros
per month. 50,000 per month. What? No.
Hey?
No, a year. We're talking year. 50K per year is the average. Per, yeah.
For 4,000 euros per month. Yes. No, 50,000 per month. No, for 4,000 euros per month.
That's minimum wage.
I should imagine, I've seen some of your videos, that's 50,000 is a weekend in Mykonos, right? It's you know, it's a Scorpios, it's whatever.
Yes, it has been 50,000. It's a pretty tough conversation to have with Papa, but it has happened. Yes.
Let's touch on your, we should touch his relationship with his father. I don't know. I don't know about you, Jesse. I'm very lucky. I had a very good relationship with my father. Very much so that if I did maybe talk to him how I've seen you possibly talk to your father, I would have been reprimanded, if you like. I would have been held off. I think, I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying I know the relationship with your father and you. I don't. I can only go on what I've seen. But can you explain that dynamic?
Of course. Look, I'm a dramatic, passionate person. When I want something, I get it, okay? And yes, okay, yeah. I've overreacted in the past. Okay, I'm short-tempered, as my mother says. But it's just that. I just get, when I want something, I would make an effort to get it, and I will get heated in the moment, but it stays in the moment, okay? And I regret the way that I act sometimes with my family, but I don't regret the way that I act with Americans, you know? Like, for our business meeting with the real estate agents, I could care less if I hit someone in the face out of anger, because it's purely their fault. So, yes.
Yeah.
Well, of course.
Yes, people say I have anger management issues. I think I'm just European. That's what I tell people. You know, I go to America, I get pissed at someone, I tell them, don't take it personally. I'm European, okay? I'm dramatic. We're the kings of drama. It's like that. It's nothing more.
I mean, yeah, for me, seeing some of them videos, I would say personally, I'm European. I'm obviously British, so it's a different... So I'm not European in the EU anymore anyway. But I see... let's say your Frenchness comes out quite a lot.
My Frenchness comes
out. Sometimes I feel for you. I'll be honest, I feel for you sometimes, for the people you're dealing with sometimes. Yeah.
Yes. Incompetent people. I will only get frustrated when it's an incompetent person or something very unreasonable. Like needing money. Okay, when I call my papa and I want some money in the US, it's because the US is expensive. Okay, in Europe, people get paid 500 euros, something like this, and they live. Okay, you can maybe survive, but in America, things are expensive. You want to go to Miami and have a good time, you need at least a couple of K's to play around with. It's experimentation.
Of course you
wanna... you go to here, I want to try this. So it's just, c'est la vie. It's just expensive. I need the money. I need to eat. Oh, I need to eat. How am I supposed to afford?
You need to eat but you need to eat in good restaurants as well. It's your health, isn't it? It's your health. And
this European body needs to get
maintained. How do you you also complain about the air quality, you complained about the culture, and the lifestyle there. And then how do you maintain your like skin the way it is, your body the way it is? How do you keep your routines in a place that is so toxic?
It's a good question. It's hard being Louis. First of all, yes, you need to have a European routine. When you're surrounded by Americans, it's easy to get fat. It's easy to be victims of consumerism. That's buying with stupid shit all the time. So I bring my skin. I bring all the European products that I know, the real, the good stuff, not the American bullshit, just marketing stuff.
It's heritage, I suppose. Heritage stuff, you know, years of heritage.
We're gonna get so much hate on this shit.
And it's well, being honest, I think people appreciate.
I think. No butter. Because we just kind of extra virgin.
Use olive oil. Yes, yes. Greek olive oil is the
extra
best.
Extra virgin
olive oil. Yes.
Extra virgin olive oil. Now, it's, you know what? From meeting you like this, I mean, obviously I've seen some of your antics where you go crazy. I have seen them, and they made me laugh. I could sometimes see some of myself when I was 4 or 5 years old, how I would be. But maybe that's my downfall for getting older, you know? I mean, it seems like you're still letting these, don't take this offensively, immature emotions get on top of you. Would you say that's a fair comment?
Yeah, of course. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't care. If I overreact, okay, it's not, I don't care how you feel. I tell people, if I get pissed in American, okay, go cry about it to someone else. I don't want to hear your bullshit. And yeah, call me immature, but I think I'm pretty reasonable. And yeah, it's very simple. I mean, I act the way that most Europeans do, I imagine. So, okay, but I also have to consider.
And you know, about a lot of the things he says, he's not wrong. You know, he talks about like the food and the obesity and the diabetes.
Yeah.
And not to say that all Americans are like that, but I think, you know, a fair amount is, a majority.
Bunch.
It's a whole new conversation, some of the stuff that's in the food, right?
Yeah. So when he says use olive oil instead of butter, I think that's a good thing.
I think you're learning them.
Yeah.
You know? As you could look at yourself as a...
I'm teaching them.
That's it. I mean, a lot of people hate their... You know, they don't like their professors. They don't like their tutors because they don't like hearing the truth. So is that kind of what I think? I mean, you're emotional because you're telling them the truth?
Pretty much, yes. I think the truth hurts. You know, when the reason why most Americans are fat is because what goes into their body is toxic. And I can see that because I grew up in Europe where all the food I ate is not processed crap. Okay, it's grown organically farm, and I have little farms where the food comes. And America, they just consume the cheapest bullshit, and then they complain about being fat. I tell them it's because you're eating processed stuff. Okay.
I mean, what's a typical Sunday afternoon for you eating? You know, which, you know, just a typical, just throw some food together. What is it you would eat
in Europe or in America?
In Europe, I mean, I'm hoping that you take some of your European class to America, obviously, that you would try and follow suit about what you're eating. But what would be Louis, just throwing together on a Sunday? You just want to throw together a meal. What sort of thing in the average thing that you would eat?
I would eat eggs from my farm. You know, I have a farm that they raise eggs for me. It's the best eggs you'll ever eat in your life. I raise them in Portugal, and then I'll get them sent over to Belgium or Greece, depending on who I am. And nice omelette with a fresh tomato. The Americans, they've never eaten a fresh tomato in their life. They eat this bullshit that's GMO. There's a bunch of chemicals in it. It's not. You don't have to spray somebody. It's toxic. I'm telling you, it's very toxic. And
so you're saying you get some eggs, you get your eggs made and then fly them, 2,000 miles up to Belgium, which is reasonable, right? So you get them back because they're fresh. So they're there within a day. Farm to
tell everyone, eat fresh stuff. I don't want it to be, and I want, if they're, as soon as it comes out of the chicken, You take it.
Yeah.
Okay. And you send it straight to me. I want it as fresh as possible. You can't find that in America.
I mean, do you ever go shopping yourself? Is shopping something you do, or I mean, would you know the price of eggs in a supermarket?
I have no idea, to be honest. No, I have no idea what the price of eggs are.
No, sir. I mean, can you have a guess? Maybe just have a guess. Six eggs.
One egg? Six eggs.
What? Oh. Yeah.
20 euros. I don't know. 20, 25.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Inflation is real.
Inflation. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I think you're not far away. Yeah. But 6 eggs for 20.
We're getting there.
I suppose if you were flying those eggs from Portugal, they could probably cost 20 euros. Yeah.
So I want to talk about something that's important, and a lot of listeners are going to love this, which is fashion. I want to tap it because you're very, you know, we talk a lot about fashion as well. And look at, is that, we got Perrier, the sparkling water,
you know.
Oh
yeah, there we go. Yeah,
very nice.
Yeah, that's the right one, yeah. So the fashion, you know, you've been in America. What was your opinion about the fashion there? And how does it compare to the fashion in Europe?
So yeah, guys, I would go to my my classes on campus, and I would be shocked every day. Americans, they just don't make no effort. They will just throw on the first thing they see. And I can tell, sometimes I think they haven't even changed. I think they're sleeping in their pajamas because they just put up in sweatpants. They're always wearing sneakers. Are you going to go work out after this? You're going to go for a run? Did you run here? Like, come on. Why are you wearing sneakers? Take that shoes off and put a proper shoe on. There's a right moment to wear sneakers. Not when you're coming to class. Man, they're wearing some cheap, the colors don't match. It's just, they look like a mess.
I mean, what do you think of some of their suits they wear? Do you think they're tailored? Like I'm sure you have many.
A lot of Americans like that.
They're oversized.
They're oversized.
I don't understand that. They're so like baggy.
It's not for the discerning gentleman, are they? They're not. They're
definitely not.
You know, it's like,
and as a British person, you know that it's just.
I know. I like a suit. Yes, I like a suit that fits. I'm not saying all Americans don't, but they tend to be the standard one. Sometimes tends to be a little bit on the bigger side. And I know from a gentleman like yourself, that would be something you would pick up on, right? I mean, I suppose you pick up on that if you're having dinner. Let's say you're having dinner opposite a man and you've come, you've spent your time, Louis's time, coming out for dinner. He's picked a terrible restaurant and he's sitting opposite you wearing an oversized suit. I mean, that must get you angry, no?
It's disgusting, to be honest. Yes. I don't go for dinners with American people because I would never even trust their recommendations for a restaurant, honestly. I'm like, no way I'm going for a dinner with an American. Probably take me to Chick-fil-A or McDonald's and be like,
not one of that. You're getting suckered into that. No, fair enough. It's fair enough. I've got a couple of questions I wanted to ask. If you could be any fictional character for a day, who would you choose and why?
Fictional character. I would be Aladdin. Aladdin.
Who? Aladdin.
Who's Aladdin, you know, the guy in the carpet.
Oh, the guy in the carpet. Yeah. Aladdin. Oh, Aladdin.
The wish, he goes around and the wish is fulfilled. I just like
it. Okay, so he exactly. A little. I mean, that's not too far from you, Louis, though. You want something. You
exactly.
I mean, is there a little bit of Aladdin in you?
An Aladdin in me? Yes, I guess to a certain extent there is. Because I just liked my wishes being fulfilled. When I want something, I want it as soon as possible. So that's why I like Aladdin. He has a little magic thing that he carries around. And when he wants a wish, he tells him, the genie grants him the wish. I want it like this. I don't have to pick up my phone and call my papa and ask him for more money. I just want to say it in a little metal thing that he carries, and the wish comes true.
Like a little genie pot. Just give it a rub and then you get what you want.
Exactly.
How are you dealing, Louis, with all the fame?
It's a good question. I mean, I didn't realize how viral I was until I came back to the US after my fun times in Europe. When I went outside to go eat at this nice healthy restaurant, and I had a bunch of fans start to come up to me, and eventually the whole restaurant just was staring at me. I was by myself eating, and I was like, holy shit, this stuff that I'm doing is going viral, and people are spotting me. But it's nice. I like it. I mean, it gives me a...
Do you have security? And how does a day look like for you?
I mean, so after I went viral last year, okay, in the summer, I came back to campus and I would go to my classes, and I would always have... I would take photos with fans on campus. And I think Sorry?
You're giving back. You know, with the kind of class that you have, you don't. Fame doesn't bother you, does it? It's not.
No, it's.
And I saw you with a security team, right? Is that true?
Yes, sometimes I carry security, but that's more for if I'm wearing an expensive watch, or I don't want to be bothered if I'm with a girl. I'll take security, but I'm a pretty humble man. I consider myself very humble. I really try not to show up.
Definitely.
So. Yes, I try not to carry too much security around because it's...
I mean, how many securities? Not many. How many do you have?
In America, very little because it's a pretty safe place. Well, sometimes it's safe. That's not all the... There's a lot of people with crazy ideas in America.
Yeah.
So to a certain extent, you're not going to get kidnapped. But if I go to Mexico, I get security guards to come with me. Yeah. Stuff like that. But... I was in Mykonos. I went to Scorpios one night. I had got huge security guards with me.
Just two? The old...
Legal.
I get it. Say no more. I mean, you can't say his name right now, no? You can't say...
I will not say his name. Because I like him. I want to use him again.
That's fair enough. I'm going to ask you one more question as well.
Of course.
I mean, this actually might be something that, because of your time in America and obviously studying over there, but what was the weirdest food combination you've ever tried? And did you like it?
Okay, let me think. So I'm trying to think. I think the thing that was the most shocking for me, because the first year that you do in the U.S., you have to eat on the dining hall, which is the place where the students eat on campus, because you have to live on campus. And I've never been so appalled by the food that I had to eat there, because it's just the lowest quality. Every time I would go there for, I would just go for breakfast and I just want to get a coffee. And I would see Americans eating pizza in the morning. Pizza, hot dogs, fried everything. The random fried shit, it was just crazy. So I never ate it because I knew a guy like me, six packs, why would you want to eat this bullshit and look like this American fat people? I want to be that. I don't want to be that. So I ate a fried cornbread once because I lost a bet.
It's cornbread.
Lost a bet. Well,
it was just.
It must have been awful for you, Louis. Huh? I mean, sometimes. I'm not going to point out the obvious question here. I mean, but there's. I mean, what isn't a seasoned, astute guy like yourself, obviously a well-rounded guy, emotionally stable guy, affluent guy. Why is he going to a university that would have those sort of dining halls? I mean, what is, was this part of your papa's life experiences for you? I don't know. Is he trying to teach you a lesson?
I mean, yes, pretty much. Look, I'm a humble guy. I'm a humble guy. So when I went to the US, it's actually imperative that you live on campus. You have to live first year on campus and you get roommates. Obviously, yeah. I found ways to make my life easier because I'm not going to live full time on campus. I don't know what I would get hotels most of the time and break up the stay. But I was humble, so I just went with it. I'm not going to. Sometimes I just. I'm a very astute and affluent person, but I also need to be. I need to be. I went to America to study because I need a good education. And the truth is that the Americans have good educations. And I went on the American journey, so I wanted to be respectful of trying to at least understand the culture. So that's why I actually...
Did you understand the culture?
Yes.
Did you understand?
Yes. And I came back telling myself I never want to engage with an American because they're disgusting. So... I had a taste. I had a really, really nice taste. And I thought...
I mean, do you think... I mean, look, obviously, me and Jesse.
Yeah.
See, we're both Europeans. I mean, are you saying you're kind of like the voice for Europeans? I mean...
I'm an ambassador.
You're an ambassador.
Ah, yeah. I think that's a good one. So let's talk about your love... life a little bit, because I do see sometimes you're with your girl, but I also see with other girls. Maybe you have a harem, maybe I don't know, like you have a main girl. What's the situation?
I do have a girlfriend that I respect.
Oh yeah
of course.
And I will not say her name. I'll tell her which she's from Turkey.
Yeah,
so
that's okay.
Pretty famous or so, beautiful?
Sorry?
Is she beautiful?
Very beautiful. Very beautiful. But again, yeah, comes from a respected family like mine, so I can't give that much information about who she is. But yeah. I'm a mature guy, you know? Now that's time I've had fun to be a bit more serious. Okay, and in my family, we take being with your partner needs to be from a certain family, certain class.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm going down this route, because I don't want to, not going to be messing around with models for my whole life. I have to be respectful.
I mean, respectful. Never say never, though, hey?
never say never. I agree. Yes.
So she likes, because I mean, she met you before you became famous.
That's true.
So she likes you being a public figure now? She supports you?
She definitely does not like that. But again, you can't have everything perfect about who we're with. Because, I get a lot of DMs. So.
Oh, I mean, look, you don't have to say, but anyone that we might have heard of?
Oh, definitely a lot of famous people I have interactions with. I don't even know what I'm at liberty to say.
Yeah. You probably should take legal advice on this sort of stuff anyway.
Yes. I'll get the legal contract on what I'm allowed to say anyway. Yeah.
It's fair enough.
What's next for Louis? What are you, like now you got back to Europe. Mm-hmm. What are you planning on next? Are you going to continue studying?
So I'm going to go live in New York.
You're going back to America?
I'm going back to America.
Yeah.
New
York. Yeah. Why did you choose New York?
No way. I can't wait. You're going to go back to New York?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to go to New York.
Do you think, what, you say there's maybe some unfinished business there?
There's a lot of business to do in New York, actually. Both personal business and business. I'm actually doing a bunch of different startups. I mean, I don't like the US, but if there's one place I will live, is in New York. because you can have the luxury lifestyle that I need to have when I'm in Europe.
Well, you need Europe.
It's expensive.
You live in New York. You're talking about in Brooklyn, or?
I think we both know that.
It's not for you, no, Brooklyn.
I'm talking about, like you said, the Upper West Side, the Upper East Side, Soho. Those are the spots that I'm going to be moving in August.
Yes.
I'm going to be leaving.
Oh, I mean,
I'm waiting for my Baba to buy me an apartment, but it's not easy. Everything's... I also have to push him a lot because the prices are expensive for these little apartments. Starting.
Yeah. What are you after? Just like a small 2-3 bedroom apartment or something like that?
I don't settle for small apartments. You know?
No.
Oh, wow. That's a challenge in New York City, huh?
Yeah.
I want at least I want to have a guest room. I want to have a be higher than the 40th floor to see it, have a nice view. I want the good amount of sunlight inside. So a lot of things that need to tick the box.
I think your father should probably, you know, help you out here. I mean, you have as a graduation present, I suppose. Yeah. I mean, it's you stuck there. You've done a lot of hard work in arguably an atmosphere that you were uncomfortable with, and you stuck with it.
Yes, I have a great determination and perseverance. And like I say, I'm a humble guy because I could have gone back to Europe, but I sticked with it.
Yeah.
And I'm representing my family, you know, my generational, I've generations of my family. I'm the one going and conquering America, teaching them.
Do you have brothers or sisters?
I do.
You know? And how would they, I mean, are they?
You guys seen that I have a twin brother.
Oh, yeah, we saw, yeah.
Yeah, I have a twin brother. I have a sister also. In London, so yeah.
Are they proud of what you? I mean, have they got the same unique temperament that you have, or
no? Louis is the most unique out of all of them, obviously.
Yeah.
Louis. What's funny though is that my brother, because we're identical twins, is that he gets a lot of people coming up to me also because they think I'm in.
Oh, that's, I mean, there's no competition between you both, nothing like that. No,
because we both know that I always win, so.
Okay, fair enough.
So, where can people find and follow you now you're going back to New York City? Because we're going to expect a lot more storytelling from you. You know, you got two fans here that are looking forward to that.
I think you're misunderstood.
Possibly a bunch of haters listening right now.
Well, I just think he's misunderstood sometimes.
I think so too. I think that like he's trying to like also educate people a lot.
Yeah, exactly. In your own unique
way. Well, everyone underestimates and misunderstands Louis, you know? I go to America, people just want to see the parts of me getting pissed. But I teach people a lot of things, valuable lessons.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Suppose I get mad at someone, doesn't mean that I'm using the...
You're making America great again, in a sense. Or trying. Yes,
I would like to say that, but obviously we know that's a coined by Donald Trump. So,
yeah.
He's also a dear friend, but.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can imagine you probably.
I've actually met him.
Yeah. Oh, you have met him, yeah?
I have. I have a photo to also show you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because people don't believe DT. I have met him in the embassy in Brussels.
Oh, really? Yeah.
If I can find it, give me a sec because I need to scroll to a bunch of photos.
You probably have a folder there of famous people that you know.
I should. I'm not as organized. I should have. That's a good point. What am I to do?
Exactly. He's a terrorist, Louis.
It's a while ago, so I'm gonna skip this part on the podcast so that people are not waiting.
Anyway, we can if you send it, we can edit it in.
We can throw it up.
So you something up.
I'll send it over.
Send it over, and we put it right here. Where can people find you, my friend? Where can people keep following you? Is it at
European Instagram? The European Kid.
Yeah.
All right.
Can I call the European Ambassador? Actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're making some big moves.
Yes. Yes. I mean, politics.
Are you still going to be the European kid? I mean, we're talking about, you know, you've graduated now. There's going to be a certain element of...
European guy.
European guy. You're going to be a certain element of, that you've grown up, you know? And maybe, you know, for advice from an older man, maybe some of the things...
Older man?
I'm an older gentleman.
God.
But maybe some advice that maybe... I don't know, maybe that coming in these later years, you're going to be a little bit maybe calmer with some of the people that you speak to, or is it just going to be the same European kid that we've grown to love?
I mean, I hope so. I hope I can remain as calm as I want to, but unfortunately, that's usually not the case in America. I need to be myself. I'm not going to hide just because America is a sensitive place. I will not shy down to teach a lesson.
Exactly. Well, I mean,
thank you.
I've had lightning time. I think, you're extremely unique young man.
Yeah. Certainly. And I teaching a lot of valuable lessons. I've not met a lot of gratitude for that because looking through the lens of what you're seeing, I think a lot of people can actually wake up. So that's really good.
Yeah.
So Louis, thank you so much. Say hello to Papa. And we keep in touch. And when we're in New York, we will see you. We're going to have a cappuccino.
Let's do it. I'm down, guys. I'm down.
Cappuccino, oat milk, coconut milk. How do we do that?
And I think maybe you could recommend some realtors to him. Ones that might respect you.
You gotta work with the best for sure. And we're gonna have good coffee. Almond milk or coconut milk, Louis?
I'm more of an almond milk guy.
Okay.
Only if the almonds are made in a certain part of California.
That's a given. That's a given. Yeah.
Right. To most Americans, it's not. I didn't realize it.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
I mean, chemicals.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Those plastic capsules is terrible.
Good to say.
All right. Thanks, Louis. I appreciate you.
Of course, guys. It's my pleasure, huh?